The Internet is the largest library and audio store in the world. Much of its content is available for you to download and play on your stream. There are literally millions of books, files, and music you can find. Only the limits of your imagination stand in your way. In this short audio clip, only some basic guidelines are possible to help you learn how to download. Finding the book, music, or file is a function of knowing which websites you're interested in and knowing how to use a search engine to find new sources for downloads. The Google search engine is the most popular and can be found at www.google.com. There is also a download resource page at humanware.com that provides links to sample download sources. When you find something you want to download, typically this will present itself with a download link. You click on this link or press Enter to start the download process. A download window will pop up, asking if you want to open or save the item. Select the Save button to download to your computer. Another window will open, asking where you want to save the item on your computer. An edit box will show the file name under which the item will be saved. You can accept this name or retype a different name, but do not change the file extension as it tells Windows what type of file it is. There are other controls to let you browse to the folder on your computer where you want the items or files to be saved. Once you've chosen the destination folder and file name, activate the Save button to start the download. A window will appear showing the progress of the download. The time to download depends on the size of the file and the speed of your internet connection. The progress window will give an estimate of the time to download. Once the download is complete, you can activate a button to open the folder where you saved the downloaded file. You then use the Windows Explorer program to copy the file to the stream's memory card. The Stream Companion software on your CD can also be used to transfer files to your computer if you prefer not to use Windows. Learning how to find, download, and transfer content to your stream will be one of the most rewarding efforts you will ever make to fully maximize the power of your computer, the internet, and your stream.